Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications and Managing Editor of the Trident magazine. We are now several weeks into this sheltering in place and staying home, dealing with the unfolding situation around COVID-19. As TriDelta continues to support our members, we've launched a new series called Three for You. We're taking some of the most important questions you have, topics you want to learn about, and we're finding TriDelta experts to give us their top three tips or best practices on those topics. One of the topics that's really sort of weighing on everybody is the uncertainty of this, and so much of that is around our health. And so I'm really excited today to talk to our TriDelta sister and healthcare professional, Fiona Byrne. Fiona is an alumna of the ADA chapter at the University of Vermont, where during college, her passion for the medical field and women's health was amplified through her involvement with TriDelta, St. Jude Research Hospital, and UVM's Pamelinic Council. She has practiced as a registered nurse, specializing in maternal child care for the past 6 years, and is finishing up her first year of medical school. You can actually read a little bit about her in a past issue of the Trident if you want to hear a cool story about how she was sort of taking her passion for healthcare international. It's a great story, so I encourage you to go back to a past issue of the Trident and find that. She describes herself as a devoted coffee drinker, a part-time procrastinator, which I love, want to hear more about, and recently discovered a joy in learning the etymology behind medical terms. So we're glad to have her here with us today to give us her best three tips on staying healthy as we navigate this new day-to-day. Welcome, Fiona. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So we're all hearing different instructions and guidelines about how to take care of ourselves. I know you're going to expand a little bit on sort of taking care of and maintaining our health in three different areas. And the first one you want to start with is sort of ourselves.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to say what you have been hearing so much. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If you're out and about, use hand sanitizer, make sure it's at least 60% alcohol. And along the same lines, try to minimize those hand to face contacts. Now is a really good time to stop biting your nails.
I hadn't even thought about that one.
Yeah. But really, like, the washing your hands really can't be said enough. And I know it dries out your skin. So keep lotion near your skin to do afterwards, but really keeping your hands clean is so super important. The other thing to keep yourself healthy is getting fresh air and staying moving. It keeps you physically healthy, but also keeps you mentally healthy. I know yoga studios near me are offering online classes, or there's apps that you can download that are free right now. There's a few like subscription-based apps that are doing everything for free. Where there's workouts and meditations. I think another
Actually, one really cool thing. We have a page called Stay Connected, and we have a couple of TriDeltas who are offering free classes for everybody. So I encourage everybody to check that out. You can click on it from the front page of our website and find different opportunities each week to stay active. So,
yeah. Another thing I think for being healthy for yourself is being kind to yourself and extending yourself the same grace that you're extending others. So it's okay to not be picking up new hobbies or getting your full to-do list during this time, or to be grieving a loss of normal. I think there's some messaging going around about all the things that you need to be doing, and you don't need to be doing anything.
Yeah, I saw the meme that said, if you don't like learn a new hobby and redecorate your house and, you know, do this, then you're not doing this right. And there's no way that's happening in my house. So.
No. Like, really, I think the maintaining a normal is hard enough right now. Like, you're just do the best that you can, and all that you need to be is like trying your best. That's okay. Like, taking care of yourself, taking care of your family. And that's more than what's expected, I think.
I like that. And, you know, kindness is one of our core values and something that we really take seriously here in TriDelta. And I think often we do forget that that means it's for you. It's not just for others, but it's also for yourself. So thanks for reminding us of that. I know as we move from there, we had a guest on recently who talked about the concept of the mask on the airplane, and you have to put your mask on before you put others on. I think that's kind of your first tip, is sort of take care of yourselves before you can take care of others. Let's kind of move into that, how we take care of our family and others.
In terms of taking care of your family, again, you want to keep things clean. So routinely cleaning and disinfecting commonly touched objects such as doorknobs, cell phones, keyboards, faucet handles, and the fridge door, if you're anything like me. lots of.
I have two boys. That fridge door. I have two boys. That fridge door is getting a lot of action right now.
Yeah, so cleaning everything and then minimizing trips to the supermarket and public places. Plan ahead on what you try to make it one trip a week. If that's working out for you, space it out to every 10 days or every 2 weeks. And then remember to wash your hands when you get home. In terms of like maintaining your household, I think building a household schedule that considers everyone's needs, so structuring a day around your work, school, free time, play, physical activity, meals, and bedtime. It's good to have a game plan, but also allow some adaptability and flexibility into that day. And then be open to inviting gratitude into your homes. So this could be a virtual tea time with relatives, a dance party, writing cards, listening to music that makes you smile, or virtually cooking a meal together.
Awesome. I love those ideas. I'm all for the dance party.
Same. I love dance parties.
And there's just an outlet. I think we all just need an outlet at some point during all of this. So that's a great way to do that.
Yeah.
So we've taken care of ourselves and we take care of our family. What are your tips on sort of moving that into our communities?
Yeah. So same with the minimizing grocery trips. You want to practice social distancing by limiting contact with people outside your household. Stay home as much as possible. And when you are out, keep 6 feet between yourself and others. The CDC is now recommending that everyone 2 years old and over should wear a cloth face mask in community settings. This is in addition to social distancing and hand hygiene. The really important, the key thing with wearing a mask is that your hands are also clean. So the face covering prevents the spread of virus from wearers to others, as you can spread COVID-19 to others even if you don't feel sick. When you take off the mask, it's important to use clean hands and remove by the ear bands, and then either wash immediately or discard, and then wash your hands again. There's videos. It sounds a little confusing. So there's videos that the WHO has put out, the World Health Organization, with guides on taking masks on and off. And then there's also guides from the World Health Organization and the CDC on no-sew guides, or you could order from a local tailor or seamstress. And then in terms of other ways to keep your community healthy, so a lot of restaurants and shops and non-essential businesses have been closed for an undisclosed time. So if you have the means, you could consider buying an online gift card to look forward to using as a family when they're open again. One of my favorite breweries has a tip section online where you can tip staff whose hours have been reduced, which I love. And then if you're healthy, you might consider ways to help others. This could be grocery shopping for your neighbor with health issues, supporting your local food pantry, volunteering with Meals on Wheels, or donating blood.
I hadn't thought about the gift card idea, which I love because it's kind of a pay it forward thing.
It helps your community, and then your family could look forward to all these things to do together in the future.
And it's money you might not be spending now, but you could, and then use it later. And I know we're all thinking about the different people that we care about and the businesses in our community that we frequent. I mean, I keep ordering from Chick-fil-A just to make sure I'm, you know, part of making sure they're still there when this thing is over. But I think it's important to think about, we're all looking for ways to help those people, and that's a great idea. So I love that. That's a unique one that I had not heard yet. So
yeah, I booked myself a massage with my friend who does massages. I have one this summer when everything's calmed down, and I'm really looking forward to it.
That is one of the things I'm also missing at the moment. Everyone needs it. I feel like so many of us need it more than ever. So Fiona, thank you so much for your helpful and thoughtful reminders. We're appreciative of your service in the healthcare field and for your time you took to be with us this morning. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Awesome. I know we have tons of other members of TriDelta who are on the front lines and helping out during this crisis. And I just want to send our Delta love and thoughts out to them. We are really grateful for your unselfish service during this time. I also want to just remind everybody to stay safe, follow the guidelines, wear your mask, stay home if you can. It's a really important time, but if we do it now, maybe this will be over sooner. If you liked this 3 for You experience, we can do more of that. And we have more of that. We have a website at tridelta.org/3for You. You can find more topics there. We'd also love to hear what topics you'd like to hear about. So shoot us an email at podcast@trideltaeo.org. We'd also love for you to subscribe and like and rate our podcast. We love those 5-star ratings from people who hear great things on here and love what we're doing. So keep those up, keep them coming. Thank you for talking TriDelta with us today. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.